Proclamation number 4568, day of 17th of February, 1949. Gospel good news. Disciples of the end time. Faith. The gospel shall be good news for every person if you bring it to them in my name. And if he feels charitably touched by it, it will certainly penetrate his heart and take root. Then it will be a ray of hope for him that a beautiful future is within his reach. The gospel will spur him on to strive upwards, always with the aim of eternal life, of final unification with me and thus of eternal beatitude. Therefore my gospel shall be joyfully received, and by this you, my disciples of the last days, also recognize my own and know very well how to distinguish them from the adversary's followers. For those who feel unpleasantly touched by the gospel, who feel it to be a restriction of their pleasures of life, who should detach themselves from earthly matter and yet are still too attached to it, still belong to my adversary, and you will hardly be successful with them. You don't bring them glad tidings and therefore they reject you or hostilely attack you. There are two camps which are so obviously recognizable that it will not be difficult for you to separate them, that you will dedicate yourselves to the former with full commitment and let the latter go their way after a futile attempt. Yet no one shall be able to say that he has not heard of my eternal teaching of salvation, and my word will be conveyed to everyone in a form that he can freely decide to accept or reject it. But anyone who joyfully accepts it will receive great blessings from it, and you should always convey more and more to him according to his desire for it. It is good news when I give you the promise that you will not die but have eternal life. For death is a terror to everything that lives. But I promise you eternal life, and therefore a blissful fate is in store for you which shall fill you with joy, and therefore you can be grateful when my message of salvation is imparted to you. The most severe suffering on earth will be bearable for you with the prospect of your fate in the beyond, if you believe. And so that you can believe, I will show you the right path. The path of love which leads you to the aim you hope for, which fills you with joy and joyful expectation. And therefore my gospel is good news from above which shall reduce all terrors of earthly life for you and give you strength to bear what I impose on you so that you will become blessed. Amen.